For Stanley Rhodes, 1936 to 2013.
Simon & Schuster Audio presents Hell and Good Company, The Spanish Civil War and the World It Made, by Richard Rhodes. Read by Christian Colson.
Preface. Ernesto Venius, a tall, ruggedly handsome man in his late 30s, a husband and father, lives on the edge of an old battlefield in the small Spanish town of Brunete, 15 miles west of Madrid. In 1937, in the heat of Spanish summer, thousands of young men died at Brunete, one side defending the Spanish Republic, the other side fighting for Francisco Franco and the generals he led in rebellion. Ernesto is a dental technician, but he knows more about the Battle of Brunete than anyone else in the world. Ernesto mastered Brunete from the ground up. Curious about a battle fought decades before he was born, but only blocks from his door, he started searching the battlefield with a metal detector. 7 decades had embedded the Brunete debris, but the metal detector found some of it: bullet casings, badges, belt buckles, shell fragments, empty grenades. The iron objects were blistered with rust, the brass and copper sulfated grey-green. Ernesto's trowel uncovered more, calcined a chalky grey and dirt-dusted: eyeglass frames, toothbrushes, nests of carpals, shards of femur, shells of skull. Flesh had weathered until only what was hard remained: a flattened and scattered map. I toured the battlefield with Ernesto one brisk, sunny day in October. Afterward, he led me down into his basement, where his years of collections were arrayed floor to ceiling on white shelves, thousands of relics of metal and bone. I photographed the grenades, some of the badges, and particularly the burned-out casings of incendiary bombs. These bore German markings. In April 1937, the German Luftwaffe's Condor Legion had rained down similar bombs on the Basque village of Guernica, to the world's outrage and Picasso's inspiration. Ernesto's collecting had been a beginning for him.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?